Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Terrible news over the weekend as violence erupted in Charlottesville, Virginia, on Saturday as hundreds of white nationalists gathered for a rally and clashed with counter-protests, resulting in at least one death, prompting the governor to declare a state of emergency. There's been controversy over the initial response by President Trump not mentioning white supremacists and condemning them. The woman who was killed, Heather Heyer, 32, a paralegal at the Miller Law Group in Charlottesville, after James Alex Fields, 20 years old, plowed into a crowd of people peacefully protesting the white supremacist rally. Your thoughts this morning, Alan?
Well, David, it's disgusting. It is the remnants of bringing African slaves to the United States, going through a great civil war, and then the spread of racism in America, we know it, and the reaction from all of those who really feel that their brand of nationalism has been threatened in this country, the anti-Semites, the anti-blacks, the anti-gays, and a president of the United States is elected largely with their votes. We see that in the polling. And this is the last stand. The president of the United States is asked to condemn the Ku Klux Klan and the rest of it. And he says, yes, everybody on both sides is terrible. Well, you know, it gets worse and worse and worse. We don't know how we got into this nightmare, but we do know that the president has emboldened these folks. And reluctantly, the White House puts out an anonymous statement that says that, you know, the Ku Klux Klan is bad, but the president's name is not attached to it, just comes from an anonymous source at the White House. Look, this is terrible. The mayor of Charlottesville has turned out to be one of the great Americans leading the way against this kind of xenophobic, racist nonsense. And may I point out that the guy who plowed into the wonderful woman who was killed was not a Muslim. Let's all remember that. You know, with all of the rhetoric from Trump about Muslims and everybody else, here is a homegrown guy who is just disturbed, let's put it that way, and disturbed by the rhetoric. And it is the rhetoric and the lack of leadership from the president that sets all of this off. There's no two ways about it.
And of course, racism isn't limited to Charlottesville, Virginia.
No, David, it isn't. We see it in this country. There's a hardcore group of people who support Trump. When you see a look at the electoral map, there's a lot of red states signifying that an awful lot of Republicans voted for Trump and who are not really that much in favor of the Republican establishment. And it is the Republican establishment, by the way, who have been as alarmed by, as everybody else, by the kinds of things that have been coming out of the White House. So Trump sees himself as a, quote, populist. A populist doesn't mean popular. It means you are throwing red meat to those people who have been looking to devour it for quite a while. And it is so alarming, I don't know what to tell you. It could happen anywhere in the United States.
Robert Mueller, meanwhile, is in talks with the West Wing about interviewing current and former senior administration officials.
Well, that's right. The one that they're looking at most clearly is Reince Priebus, because he is a guy who was privy to everything that Trump was doing and thinking, not only when he became president, when Priebus was the chief of staff, but also as one of his main campaign guys, who was the head of the Republican Party in the United States. And he was with him during most decision-making. Trump is rumored, according to the New York Times and others, as having not had the full favor of the president, who didn't, quote, trust him because of his loyalty issue. As you know, that the president has a one-way street on loyalty. And as a result, out goes Priebus, who is now fair game for Mueller. Interestingly, while a lot of the other guys who were being suspect of being interviewed by Mueller have responded to newspapers and others, Priebus will not come out and do that. So we can only assume that a full court press is on. When you start talking to people in the White House, if in fact they were complicit in anything, their lawyers are going to tell them to clam up until they are given some kind of immunity. And that is going to be something that the people in the White House are going to be looking very closely at. We know that Trump is reported to have said to Putin that he fired Comey, the FBI director, to take pressure off, quote, the Russian thing. It did anything else? Because one of the things I read is being investigated by Mueller is whether or not the firing of the FBI director was obstruction of justice.